This is a question from Mahesh, not exactly sure which Mahesh, regarding filmmaking. I have a doubt about the usage of filmmaking in Krishna conscious preaching. I have a desire to become a nice filmmaker and make some good films to entertain and enlighten people. But after knowing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, I am in a great confusion of how to live the rest of my life. So can you kindly clear my doubt? Can a devotee learn filmmaking or animation techniques and try to preach through media by making films like Ramayana, Mahabharata, etc., in large-scale productions, making nice devotional documentaries, biographies of elevated devotees, or doing such things is just sense gratification of achieving my personal goal? Well, I have a suggestion for Mahesh and many others also. If you want to learn something, learn English first. He's writing in English, but the grammar is terrible. So if you want to make films in English, first of all, you have to speak and write English in a manner that people outside of India will not think is completely stupid. Regarding the question of becoming a filmmaker to preach Krishna consciousness, well, you have to decide what is the priority in your life. Is your priority to serve Krishna, or is your priority to please yourself by making films? If your priority is to preach Krishna consciousness, then a much better process than trying to become a filmmaker, investing many years in doing so, and probably not being very successful anyway, is just to follow the standard process of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, joining Harinam parties, and preaching individually to people. Making films, or more commonly, we come across devotees, especially in the West, who think, I will become a famous musician, and in that way I will preach Krishna consciousness. The thing is that there are thousands of people who want to become successful rock music. They're dreaming of becoming successful rock musicians or filmmakers or film stars. Out of the many thousands of people who want to be successful rock stars and or successful film stars, very, very few are actually successful. Hey, I never had a desire to be a TV star, but I became one. It's quite common that people come up to me and say, I saw you on TV. So, if you want, you can go through many, many years of learning animation. Animation, what do you want to put Krishna in cartoons for? Forget animation. Forget that one altogether. The subject matter of Krishna consciousness is too grave to be put in the medium of cartoons. So if you want, you can spend years and years trying to become a filmmaker, and then you might be successful. But even if you're successful in making commercially viable films, we're not to speak of commercially successful films, that still doesn't mean that you're going to be able to preach Krishna consciousness doing that. So anyway, if you want to be a filmmaker, you can try. If you want to serve Krishna, then we can tell you how to do that very easily, without having to spend years associating with materialistic people, shooting all kinds of materialistic things, making nonsense films. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who has made several films is Jadubha Prabhu, him and his wife, Vishakha. Between them, they've made several films. They were photographers and filmmakers before they came to Krishna consciousness. Not very accomplished, they were still students, but they were professionally trained as photographers and filmmakers. So they became devotees of Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada encouraged them to continue using their skills in Krishna consciousness. which they have done very creditably throughout their lives. They haven't produced, or they haven't attempted to produce, any film which is meant to make the public Krishna conscious. Oh, actually, they made the Hare Krishna people, the world of Hare Krishna, which they're like documentaries presenting the Krishna conscious movement to the general public. And those films have been very good for preaching, especially in India. So like that, they made a documentary on New Vrindavan. And we used to show these films in Bangladesh, in villages where no one had ever seen a movie or a TV before. And it was tremendously effective in preaching. I believe that, I'm not sure who made that film, there's a half-hour film called The Spark of Life, which shows how the soul is within the body. I think that was Jadubar also. So nowadays, when everyone has a TV, it's much more difficult to make films or that can capture people's attention at all. Just like in the villages of Bangladesh in the early 1980s, just the fact that we are going to show a film was enough to get the people from 20 kilometers around walking to come to the program. We'd carry our own generator and like this. But nowadays, it's common that people here in India, people keep the TV on all day and all night, and they hardly ever look at it ever. If you want to make a successful movie, look at the cinema posters around here. If you want to be a devotee, don't look at the cinema posters. You can see the subject matter is primarily sex with some violence also. So if you can associate with such people and make movies and make Krishna conscious movies, which will have a tremendous effect in preaching, very good. Now, there was another disciple of Srila Prabhupada. What's his name? I know him very well. Gyanagamya Prabhu. He wrote to Prabhupada saying exactly the same thing. I want to make a film that will present Krishna consciousness and this will be preaching. Prabhupada said, forget it. He wrote a letter back saying, don't waste your time. So, Gyanagamya Prabhu, in his long life of service in Srila Prabhupada's movement, one of the things he's done, it's not exactly making films, but he oversaw the animatronics, robotics, what's it called, program, display, at ISKCON Delhi. So he engaged that propensity of wanting to engage the visual arts in preaching, in setting up that and I think several other such projects also. So there's food for thought for Mahesh. First of all, think how you're going to be Krishna conscious. What specific service we do is a detail. Okay.